afraid of the dark. Just relax and let the darkness fall over you.
Welcome to Afraidish, a podcast where we take a deep dive into the history and paranormal while enjoying some tasty adult beverages. From ghost sightings to hauntings, urban legends and cryptids, let's get weird and afraid-ish together. Hello and welcome to episode 32, the third of our Halloween series. I'm Paul.
And I'm Ashley.
So I decided to do a special episode for Friday the 13th.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So,
are you going to tell me how amazing and lucky and wonderful Friday the 13th is? Or are you going to repeat the absolute drivel that everyone else does?
We'll get there. Eventually. I threw this all together literally today.
Yeah.
So what are we drinking?
Well.
It's very good, by the way.
I made... Paul can't drink beatboxes anymore. They upset his tum-tum. So...
No, that's not what I said. I said I'm going to have to lay off them for a while because they give me a really bad hangover.
And really bad heartburn.
Well, yeah, I wake up in the middle of the night.
They really upset your tum-tum.
Acid reflux.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they give you a headache, like a really bad headache in the morning. But anyway, so... I decided to take it upon myself to make a cocktail. I used lime juice and water and honey and tequila. Specifically, in this case, Cabo Wabo.
It's very strong, but it's good in this mixed drink. We tried a sip of it straight up and...
It burns like whiskey.
Oh, it is strong.
Yeah. To be fair, I think it would be better... On ice? On the rocks?
That's what I said, but you had me try it without.
I just wanted to see what it would taste like, okay. But you don't like alcohol. So I don't think you would like it on the rocks either.
Yeah. I wish I did like hard liquor, but...
I mean, I don't think people that drink hard liquor enjoy it, take pleasure in it. I don't know. I can't imagine. Anyway...
All right.
Sippy sip.
That is good.
I'm a pretty good mixologist.
Yeah. All right. Here are five fun facts about Friday the 13th.
Five fun facts.
Lay them on me.
All right. Number one. The word Friday comes from the Norse goddess Frigg. Or Freya. The Greek word triskaideka meaning 13, and the Greek word phobia meaning fear. So Frigga triskaideka phobia is the fear of Friday the 13th. Triskaideka phobia is fear of the number 13. And periskaideka triophobia is the official term for Friday the 13th.
Fear of the Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
Okay.
The word periskaideka triophobia was devised by Dr. Donald Dossey, who told his patients that when you learn to pronounce it, you're cured.
Well, gee, I guess you got a long road to recovery there.
Yeah.
What? Okay.
That's
so
funny.
There's like an actual phobia where people are afraid of Friday the 13th?
Yes. And the number 13. And Fridays.
So, okay, I understand. There's a lot of propaganda against Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Like, a lot of propaganda. It's like the church's fault and everything, so.
We'll get there.
I know.
We'll get there.
I know.
All right.
But anyway.
All right. Number two. There can be no more than three Friday the 13th in a calendar year.
Who says?
Says any calendar
year. I'm kidding.
Number three. Many serial killers and notorious murderers have names with 13 letters, including Charles Manson and Jack the Ripper. I don't. It's probably just a coincidence, but it's just one of those fun facts. So, number four, how often does October 13th fall on a Friday? Sometimes they fall 5 or 6 years apart, but most often they come every 11 years. Some recent and future examples of when Friday the 13th falls in October are the years 2000, 2006, 2017, 2023, 2028, 2034, 2045, and 2051.
Wow, that's a lot coming up.
I mean, they're separated by 5, 6, and 11 years, so it's pretty cool.
This happens more frequently than I thought. I knew that there was recently a Friday the 13th in October, and it makes sense that, yes, it was in 2017.
Yeah. Yep. Number five. According to National Geographic, more than 80% of high-rise buildings avoid having a 13th floor. Hospitals skip the 13th floor, and many hotels skip having room number 13.
Is there just an empty void where the 13th floor should be? Like, what? Or do they just not put the number 13 on the floor?
They probably just don't put the number 13, which in reality is 13. Whether you name it 14 or whatever, it's still 13.
This is all just buying into the propaganda. The 13 is an unlucky number.
Yep. And some airports even skip having gate 13.
God, it's so fucking obnoxious.
It is pretty wild.
Jesus Christ, literally.
Yeah.
Tell your followers to chill.
Yeah. And as Michael Scott says, I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious. In season 4, episode 2 of The Office. Now let's get a little stitious about some history of Friday the 13th.
Okay.
Okay. In ancient times, Friday the 13th held great significance as a day for feminine energy and creativity. Before Christianity's influence, it was considered a day to honor the cycles of creation, death, and rebirth, and to worship the divine feminine that resides within us all.
Yes, ma'am.
Even you guys, yes.
Yes, queens.
Yeah. In pagan traditions, Fridays were a day of celebration, and 13 was a sacred number that corresponded with the 13 yearly moon and menstrual cycles. This day was also associated with the goddesses Venus and Freya, who represented sensuality and love, and all that is sensual, sexual, and creative. The number 13 held great meaning as it was symbolic of feminine elements such as death and rebirth, creation, fertility, and blood. The name Friday may have originated from Freya, while the French word for Friday, Vendredi, is believed to have come from Venus. Both of which demonstrate the reverence that was given to those sacred and divine feminine goddesses.
I mean, enough said, am I right?
Yeah. I learned a lot from researching Friday the 13th. It's pretty interesting.
I know.
And it's difficult to know exactly when Friday the 13th became unlucky. So here are some possible origin stories about the superstitious date.
Lay them on me.
All right. The origin of the superstitious surrounding Friday the 13th can be traced back to the Christian Bible, where it is mentioned that during the Last Supper, there were 13 guests, Jesus and his 12 apostles, one of whom, Judas, would eventually betray him.
No!
This gave rise to the belief that having 13 guests at a dinner table was unlucky. So, yeah.
So, our next dinner party has to have 13 people.
Yeah. So, apparently, like, in modern days, it's unlucky, quote unlucky, to have 13 guests at a dinner party. So, yeah. I'm sure nothing as bad has ever happened. Well, besides this one.
The Last Supper?
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, subsequently, the number 13 itself...
They just ate his flesh and drank his blood. Yeah. Nothing untoward there.
Zombie Jesus. Subsequently, the number 13 itself came to be viewed as a source of bad luck. Similarly, Friday became associated with anxiety since Jesus was crucified on that day. These two factors have contributed to the formation of modern superstitions surrounding Friday the 13th.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Norse mythology also has a story about the trickster god Loki involving the death of Baldur. According to the story, Loki tricked the blind god Hodur into killing his twin brother Baldur using a dart made of mistletoe.
Yeah.
Frigg, Baldur's mother, had made everything in the world promise to never harm her son except for mistletoe, which she believed was harmless. The death of Baldur occurred during a dinner held for 12 gods, which was interrupted by Loki, the 13th guest, who was not welcome. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
A military group known as the Knights of Templar was founded in 1118 in Jerusalem and lasted for two centuries. They were responsible for protecting pilgrims along the road from Europe to Jerusalem. These knights developed an innovative banking system that safeguarded pilgrims' finances. The banking system was successful and eventually spread throughout Europe. King Philip IV of France ended up owing a significant amount of money to the knights and became envious of their success and the debt he owed them. He was motivated and devised a plan to wipe out all the knights of the Templars in a single day. The chosen day was Friday, October 13th, 1307. Philip sent his plan to all the king's men and bailiffs throughout France 1 month before... One month before, with instructions to read the plans at dawn on Friday the 13th. With the support of Pope Clement V, Philip accused the knights of committing heinous crimes that no one would come to their aid. The Knights Templar were accused of religious heresy, including acts of homosexuality, spitting on the cross, and denying Christ. King Philip IV carried out his plan successfully and arrested every knight, seized their properties, and used medieval torture techniques to extract their confessions before burning them at the stake.
What?
Yeah. He was just pissed off.
He was just jealous that they had more money than him.
And he was probably pissed off because he couldn't pay it back and he was jealous of all the money. Yep. So he had them killed.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, the Knights Templar, not good dudes.
Right.
Objectively, not good dudes. But holy shit. I didn't know that story. I don't really give a shit about the Knights Templar. Yeah. Wow.
He was crazy.
Wow.
To further humiliate the Templars, King Philip had Jacques de Molay, the Grand Master of the Templars, confess to heresy at a public gathering. However, Jacques used the opportunity to apologize to the people and explain the Templars' situation. Before being burned at the stake, the Grand Master cursed both King Philip IV and Pope Clement V, predicting their deaths by the end of the year. Coincidentally, both men died before the year's end, adding to the powerful lore of Friday the 13th.
Well, howdy fucking do. Fuck around, find out.
That's right. That story is pretty wild.
I never thought I would have empathy for a Knights Templar, though. Okay.
It's pretty wild. All right, there's that, and then Captain... This has nothing to do with the origin of Friday the 13th. This is just a fascinating story.
Okay.
Captain William Fowler, 1827 to 1897, from New York City, aimed to challenge the longstanding superstition of the number 13 and the idea of not hosting 13 guests at a dinner table by creating a private society called the 13 Club in the late 1800s. The group would dine together on the 13th day of every month in room 13 of the Knickerbocker Cottage, a well-known pub that Fowler owned between 1863 and 1883. Before starting their 13-course meal, members had to pass under a ladder and a banner with the Latin phrase "Morituri te salutamus," meaning "those of us who are about to die salute you."
Did they have to, like, chuck rocks at mirrors, too?
Probably. I don't know. Four former U.S. presidents, namely Chester A. Arthur, Grover Cleveland, Benjamin Harrison, and Theodore Roosevelt, all at some point became part of the 13 Club.
Well, ain't that auspicious.
Yeah. And here are a few real-life Friday the 13th horror stories. A massive crowd of around 10,000 people had come to see Sam Patch leap off the Genesee Falls in New York. A few weeks prior, Sam had managed to jump off Niagara Falls and survive, even with a large tunnel running under the waterfall. However, this time his luck had ran out, and he did not survive the jump.
And they blamed it on Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Even though jumping off waterfalls, I mean, at some point, you're not going to be lucky anymore.
Yeah.
Just.
These are just.
No, I know.
Yeah. Just things that happened on a Friday the 13th.
I know.
It's Friday the 13th, and many people don't want to fly, but the Aviation Safety Network disproved the superstition by studying the number of fatal plane crashes on that day and found that it's lower than the average of the other days of the month.
What?
I think they found that it's lower than the average days, basically lower than other day.
I know. Month. How many fatal plane crashes are there on a daily basis?
Not that many. Still, several mysterious and tragic plane crashes have occurred on the infamous date. There were two major plane crashes on Friday, October 13th, 1972.
Oh.
One was a large plane carrying a Uruguayan rugby team. The second was a larger plane which had flown from Paris to Moscow. The death toll from both crashes was more than 200.
Wow.
While the Moscow-bound plane resulted in the death of everyone on board, 28 people survived the initial plane crash in the Andes, but they needed to survive. Mm-hmm. The plane went down on October 13th, but the sole 16 survivors were rescued 72 days after the crash. 72 days.
Mm-hmm.
The men did everything they could to survive in the harsh climate of the mountains. This included turning to cannibalism and eating the bodies of their dead teammates.
Yep.
Wonder if any of them turned into Wendigos.
No, because they didn't eat the bodies out of greed.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
It was out of desperation and survival.
That's right. October 13th, 2006. On average, New York City experiences between 2 to 4 feet of snowfall annually. This is a moderate amount when spread out over a few months. However, on one October morning, Buffalo received an unwelcome surprise. Throughout the evening of October 12th and well into the afternoon, a significant snowstorm hit the city, leaving it blanketed in 2 feet of snow. For those who are unfamiliar with the impact of such a snowfall, consider these statistics.
Especially in October.
Yeah. Roughly 80% to 90% of roads in New York became impassable, leading to the ensuing of a driving ban. The snowstorm resulted in 3 fatalities, 2 of which were car-related accidents, and 1 of which was due to a falling snow-covered tree. Furthermore, hundreds of trees were damaged and over 400,000 people lost power. Additionally, residents were expected to run out of water as the pipes leading to the city were shut off. That is pretty wild. That much snowfall in October.
One day.
Yeah, in October.
In October. Yeah. You did say it was in October, correct?
It says October 12th. I don't know why they had this in October 13th.
It started October 12th and into the afternoon of the 13th.
Yeah.
When you wrote your notes, you just didn't...
Yeah, I don't... Yeah.
Cross your I's and dot your T's.
Yeah. All right. On Friday,
you
August...
didn't catch it.
I know, I'm dumb.
No. I said cross your I's and dot your T's.
Oh. So funny.
Yeah, okay.
I'm oblivious.
Yeah.
Sorry. On Friday, August 13th, 2010, a 13-year-old boy in Suffolk, England, was struck by lightning. The lightning reportedly hit at 1:13 p.m. or 13:13 in military time. The boy survived unharmed.
Wow.
That's pretty wild. The Costa Concordia cruise ship capsized on Friday the 13th of January 2012 off the western coast of Italy, tragically killing 30 people. The ship ran aground, sending water pouring in through a 160-foot gash in the hull and forcing the evacuation of some 4,200 people from the listing vessel, the Italian Coast Guard said. That is insane.
4,200 people on one ship?
Yeah. Yeah, I heard about that.
That's... back then. Wait. When was this again?
2012. Oh, it was all over the news. Yeah.
I remember. That's why I don't go on cruises. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. Why would I want to be trapped on a boat with a bunch of people? People are disgusting.
Yeah.
People don't wash their hands. People don't stay home when they're sick. I don't want to... Ugh.
I know. King George VI and Queen Elizabeth came close to death when Buckingham Palace was hit by 5 German bombs on Friday, September 13th, 1940, killing one member of the royal staff and destroying the palace chapel.
Mm-hmm.
On Friday the 13th of September, 1996... Tupac succumbed to his injuries after he was fatally shot in a drive-by shooting in Las Vegas 6 days earlier, where he was attending a boxing match with Suge Knight.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
So sad.
Yeah. A cyclone killed 500,000 people in Bangladesh on Friday, November 13th, 1970. Wait,
500,000?
Yeah, 500,000 people.
Are you sure about that?
That's what it said.
Are you sure about that?
Double check, but that's what the thing said.
Bangladesh, what year?
1970. One of the most catastrophic natural events the world had ever seen.
So it was a hurricane. They say cyclone.
Yeah.
It was a hurricane. And it killed approximately 300,000 to 500,000 lives.
Yeah.
Making it the deadliest tropical cyclone on record.
That was pretty wild.
I don't know why when you said cyclone, I pictured a tornado.
Yeah. Nope, cyclones on near the ocean.
No, yes.
All right.
I don't, my brain just... But still, for a fucking hurricane?
Yeah, that's
a
insane.
Lot.
Some say that the COVID lockdown started on Friday, March 13th, 2020.
Some say a lot of things.
Yeah. I think the official date was like the 12th, but...
I don't know, I can go back through my memories from when I was forced to shut down.
Yeah.
God, that was a grim time.
It sucked for everybody.
It sucked for everybody, and that's what everybody fails to realize.
Yeah.
That everyone thinks it sucked for them and them alone.
Yeah.
But it literally sucked for everybody, and it would have sucked a lot less if everybody just fucking cooperated.
Yep. On Friday, April 13th, 2029, asteroid 99942 Apophis is forecast to pass Earth a scant 18,000 miles away, closer than any of the satellites we've put out into orbit.
What?
You're not paying attention.
No,
woman.
I'm sorry. I got distracted.
On Friday, April 13th, 2029, asteroid 99942 Apophis is forecast to pass Earth a scant 18,000 miles away, closer than any of the satellites we've put into orbit.
Oh my God, if it could just put us out of our misery. But you know they won't, because they've already tested that stupid thing that knocks them off course. God.
Why do you want everybody to die?
I just want the world to be over.
Oh my God. You're more emo than emos.
It's called nihilist. Thank you very much.
On every Friday the 13th, the world's economy loses about $900 million because people are afraid to work and travel on this date, says Donald Dassey, founder of the Stress Management and Center and Phobia Institute. Yeah. So I guarantee you. Well, I wonder if it gets better and better every year.
Doubtful. So you remember at the beginning of the episode when you were like explaining like the feminine energy of the number 13 and Friday, and you know, how do I say this without sounding like a psycho?
Well,
the world hates women.
Yeah, it's true.
Not that it's so nowadays, the feminine association is almost completely gone. Like, unless you're in the culture? Community? Unless you're in the community of people who know the truth about Friday the 13th, like me, I don't think people like know that that association exists at all, unless you, like yourself, do some research.
Right.
But the church knew. The church knew back in the olden days.
Yep.
And started, as with everything, it's a slow burn. It's a slow propaganda campaign designed to disenfranchise a specific group of people.
Yep. Pretty wild.
And that's how you get, like, the witch trials and, like, the slaughtering of hundreds of thousands of people across Europe.
Yep.
And it happens in other places, too. But it is funny how Europeans like to talk about how uncivilized other cultures were at the same time period. Meanwhile, they're, like, slaughtering women under suspicion of witchcraft, mostly because these women were either in some semblance of a position of power or had like land and property that had been left to them that somebody else wanted.
Yep. That's pretty crazy.
But like, witch trials not associated with Friday the 13th, but it is. It all relates. Like, when you demonize things, this is how you get. This is a good lesson for capitalists, I think. Don't demonize things, because then people won't go shopping on Friday the 13th.
Yep, that's true.
And they won't spend money.
Yep.
So maybe
we'll see what today brings. So.
Well. That's a weird way to say that.
I don't know. Yeah, there.
Sorry about my little soapbox tangent, but God, like
always,
I just get so frustrated.
I know it sucks.
Like, when you know history, and this is why, like, we can't. Not that they're teaching this history in schools at all, but this is why we have to learn like the real history. because that's how we know, like, the way that the world is today didn't just magically happen.
Yep. But that's what they want you to believe.
It's a lot of bullshit stacked on top of more bullshit, like a little bullshit compost pile.
Yep.
Bullshitting itself away until we get the bullshit that we have today.
Yep. Yeah, there were a ton more stories and I didn't feel like writing anymore. So. And I didn't put this, but yeah, there's the Friday the 13th movie franchise.
No shit.
Yeah, so that has a lot to do with, you know.
That was based on the fact that Friday the 13th is notoriously an, quote, unlucky holiday. Yeah. It's not. It's an amazing day. It's a great day. Go outside. Smell the air. Connect to your body. No matter how you identify. Everyone has a little bit of feminine magic in them. Even Andrew Tate. If he just could connect with the little femininity inside of him, maybe he'd be such a much less awful human being.
Yep.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
I've heard the name. I forgot.
He's a predator.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, I mean.
Anyways, yeah. So... After all that shit.
Don't you love it when I derail the podcast?
Anyways. It's fine. It adds fluff. Fluffer. Mother fluffer. Okay. It fluffs it. Fluffs the episode.
I'm your fluffer?
Yeah.
Great.
Every guy needs a fluffer.
Mm-hmm. Where's my fluffer? Nobody fluffs me. They just deflate me.
I'm sorry.
Run me over with their fucking Zamboni.
All right. Let's continue, please.
Steamroller.
All right. Now, how to celebrate Friday the 13th according to seawitchbotanicals.com.
Okay.
So celebrate this fucking holiday.
Fuck yes we are.
Because you can make any day... A good day.
Yes, you can.
Not a good day. A great day.
What's the best that can happen?
I know. So, the first thing. Piss off the patriarchy.
Yes!
The inherent feminist symbolism of this date has been obscured for far too long. It's time to reclaim it. Let's make this a day that lifts women and celebrates femininity in every human.
Hell to the yes.
Anything you do that upsets the patriarchy brings honor to this day, from wearing bright red lipstick to having opinions to knowing you're beautiful to being funny to refusing to smile.
But you look so much prettier.
Yeah. To disregarding the male gaze when you choose your outfit for the day.
Yes.
Every little middle finger is a sweet-smelling offering to Freya.
Mm-hmm. Pet your kitty in honor of Freya.
I'm going to get there. And the next one is...
She's the goddess of cats.
Oh, I was talking about the other thing.
No, I know. I know. But she is the patron goddess of kitty cats.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Cats pull her little chariot thing.
She's also the goddess of petting your own cat.
Yes, she is.
Which is my next...
Okay!
Indulge in self-love.
Yes!
Freya wants you to feel pleasure. On Friday the 13th, take a ritual bath in her honor and spend time touching your body with love. Give it only good things that nourish and soothe, and finish by anointing yourself with fragrant oils.
I know where you can get some really great fragrant oils.
splurge on yourself today. If nothing else, take yourself to nature and soak up the sunlight through the trees. Just don't pet your kitty in...
I mean, unless it's in your backyard and you have a privacy fence.
That's true, yeah.
Pet your kitty all you want.
Yeah.
But no public places where children could see you, please. Thank you very much.
Next one is dabble in divination.
Yo.
Freya was a vulva. Not, well.
Yes and yes.
Yes, oh yeah. Basically. Freya was a vulva, a practitioner of Norse magic called Seder.
Seder.
She was a seer capable of observing and manipulating fate itself. Friday the 13th is a perfect day to honor her by breaking out your tarot deck and picking up a set of Elder Futhark runes for some divination practice. Get your space set up for focused intention with some rosemary-based incense.
Ooh.
To help sharpen the mind.
Ooh.
Or a naturally scented candle if you're not about smoke.
Rosemary?
Yeah.
I think I have some rosemary essential oil I can put in a diffuser.
Yeah. Consider filling out your divination space with an altar cloth that fits your aesthetic to bring it all together.
What's a good color? Do you have any color racks?
Yes. That'll be my last one.
Okay.
Next is bond with your family.
Ew. I'm just kidding.
To honor the Norse matriarch and goddess of fertility and war, spend intentional time strengthening familial bonds. Frigg is most especially present in romantic partnerships and mother-child relationships, but rejoices in all the bonds of family, both blood and chosen.
Aww. You notice how you said fertility and war?
Yeah.
She brought you into this world. By God, she can take you out of it.
It's true. Yep. And finally, wear gold or red for the goddess.
Okay.
Yellow flowers, sunshine, gold, roses, and amber are a few of the goddess's favorite things.
Okay.
And I'm ending this episode on 10-11.
Oh, very nice. Very nice, very nice.
So,
nice and nice.
Anything you want to add?
Fuck the patriarchy, Friday the 13th, or anything 13 is amazing whatsoever.
Yeah, I've never found it unlucky. Nothing's ever happened.
No.
I've always worked on Friday the 13th.
Yeah. I mean, it's just...
It's what you make of it. I mean, if you think you're going to, like, have something bad happen, it's probably going to happen.
Now, belief is a powerful tool. And if you believe Friday the 13th is bad, then all you're going to focus on all day long are the bad things that happen. But those same bad things happen every fucking day. Like getting stuck at every goddamn red light because the cars in front of you don't drive the speed limit because they're too busy scrolling TikTok while they're driving. Or you're fucking debit card gets shut off randomly by your bank because banks are jackasses.
Yeah.
Like, every day could be a bad day. Just don't look at the bad things. Same with Friday the 13th. Like, just don't focus on the fact that Dunkin' Donuts got your order wrong.
I'm gonna guess all this happened to you.
Well, yeah, there are things that have happened, but they happen to everybody.
I know. Well,
it's just what I'm saying. Like, if all you think is that today's going to be a bad day, you're going to have a bad day versus having like a bad moment in the day.
Well, the thing is, if something happens on one day and same thing happens on Friday the 13th, they're going to focus on it more.
Yeah.
So it's...
That's what I mean.
It's a ridiculous thing to think that it's a bad day.
Yeah.
Just make it a good day.
You left late for work on Tuesday the 7th, and then you leave late on Friday the 13th. Tuesday the 7th, it's not Tuesday the 7th's fault you left late for work, but it sure as shit is Friday the 13th's fault you left late for work.
Yeah, all you gotta do is have a good day, come home, relax, play with yourself, and think about the goddess. Yeah.
Make that dog bark.
Yeah.
Or spit.
Make her purr, baby.
Oh, I mean, we're assuming that everyone here has a vulva. I was trying to be a little gender inclusive.
Oh, okay. Well.
Make your dog spit?
Yeah.
You don't get it, do you?
No.
Who has a hot dog? Between their legs.
Got it. Got it. I'm just not with it. Sorry.
Wow. You okay?
Yeah. I was going to say something about a snake, but, you know.
Well, we were talking about cats and dogs, you know. Normally, yes, we would. Never mind. Jesus Christ. Masturbate, people. Masturbate.
Relieve that stress.
One of my favorite, you know, Aurora, one of the interviews, it's like a soundbite and a meme that, like, the Aurora fan base just...
Let people know who Aurora is.
So Aurora is a Norwegian singer, songwriter that I love.
I like her, too. Her music's really good.
It's really good. It's very, like, spiritual... oriented. But anyway, she did an interview where they asked her what are some of her hobbies, and she was like, oh, I like to paint, I like to cook, I like to masturbate, I like to read. And so the joke is that she does all of those things all at once, like at the exact same time.
Nice. Yeah.
If you're not cooking, masturbating, painting, and reading all at the same time, you are not living your life.
Yeah. All right. Anything else?
No.
All right.
I'm done derailing this episode.
Okay. If you have any stories or requests of anything you want to hear about or know anyone who does, please email me at afraidishpodcast@gmail.com. Like I said before, email me anything. Instagram and Facebook at afraidishpodcast. Tell me
about the tweeters.
The tweeter. No tweeters. Because it's not Twitter anymore. It's X.
Fuck. I know.
I don't deal with that shit.
It's a joke.
I know. I don't X either, whatever the fuck that is.
What about Threads? Do you
I still need to get on Threads, damn it.
It's easy if you have an Instagram account.
I know.
I don't use it. I forget.
I do too. Tell me what haunted locations you want to hear about or any paranormal thing. All the links will be in the show notes. I do have this on YouTube as audio, but not video yet. And I have our first Halloween special.
Uh-huh.
Got 106 views so far.
Wow.
I'm like, I don't know how, because usually, like, on YouTube, it's like 1, 2, 5.
It's a Halloween special.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wish all my episodes got that, but it's all right. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and almost anywhere you listen to podcasts. Also, rate and review on Apple Podcasts and rate on Spotify. 5 stars, please. You can now support this show with a small monthly donation to help sustain future episodes. This will help with updating recording equipment and other necessities for the podcast.
Yes, like these wonderful new mic stands that we are using.
Yeah. Then when I get around to getting Patreon up and running, you can support us that way.
If you want to. No pressure.
The link for that will be in the show notes. Again, I'm about to start a merch store and would love feedback about what kind of merch you guys would like. I like t-shirts, water bottles.
Banana hammocks.
Maybe. I don't know. Hoodies. And I forgot to put this down here. So there is kind of a website. It's I'll have it in the show notes. It's Spotify for podcasters. I forgot what the website is.
To be Anchor.
Yeah, but it's kind of a website. You can listen on there too. You'll find all the episodes there, and you'll be able to donate on there too. So
okay.
Exploring the unknown and mysterious is always interesting, just like trying a new flavor of an adult beverage. Like a cryptid, the taste may be unfamiliar initially, but discovering something unique and exciting makes it worth the adventure. Until next time, don't be afraid of the dark.
be afraid-ish of what's in it.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, all you gotta do is have a good day, come home, relax, play with yourself, and think about the goddess. Yeah.
Make that dog bark.
Yeah.
Or spit.